This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Iowa State Savings Bank, Motor Inn Auto Group, Knoxville Raceway, the Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Pella Corporation. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golf Cars of Iowa, Worth Des Moines Bolt, Precision Pulley and Idler, the Melcher Dallas School District, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Van Haften Racing, Dowie Pest Control, and Tulip City Agency. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Who are our public safety volunteers, and why do they do what they do? In the sixth part of a 10-part program, let's go in-depth with Fire Chief Doug Van Gorkum, Assistant Chief Joel Brofhart, and Captain Randy Bogard with the Pella Fire Department. Doug, how many guys on the fire department?
We have 27 firefighters.
Is that enough?
Yes. At this point, that is fine. We're in good shape with 27. That's what we feel is our full roster, and we get good response out of 27. And sometimes the more you have, the less response you have.
So everybody figures somebody else is going to go.
Correct.
All right, and so you've hit that perfect number.
Yes, I think we're at a good number. Yes, we did have a couple more at one time, and when those people got off, we kind of talked about it and decided that it might be too many, and we want to try it with this 27 to see if we get the response average up, and it has worked.
And Joel, why do you belong to the Pella Fire Department?
Well, mostly because I enjoy serving the community, giving something back to them, and to protect the community, help them.
Anybody can give back and contribute in a way that doesn't put them in potential peril. Or,
yes.
You know, somebody's lives in your hands. I mean, you can be on a board or something. And Pella's great because it's got a lot of people that do that. But being on the fire department, ambulance, that's a whole different thing.
It is. We're kind of a brotherhood here, and it's good to be part of it. Enjoy putting out fires and helping where I can.
Randy, why are you on?
Well, it started 30-plus years ago. I was excited about being a firefighter, but it's evolved from that now. It's the guys. That's why I'm still here. It's the brotherhood Joel mentioned, as well as, you know, the camaraderie that you build with the other members here. And that goes way beyond the fire scene.
What do you mean way beyond the fire scene?
We help each other out away from the fire scene. We're, like I said, we're brothers here. When times are good, when times are bad, we're there for each other.
Do you remember your first call that you went on, Joel?
Oh, that's kind of hard to do. That's been 38 years ago. I remember the first bad call was the downtown business burning that about 4 months after I got on. And remember going there, hooking up to a hydrant in the square and turning the water on, and the hydrant was leaking, so we had to run the hose all the way down to the other end of the block to get a good hydrant. I remember that very well.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Horns Ferry Hideaway, Vacation Rental Cabins at Lake Red Rock, Hubes Garage, Knoxville Farm and Home, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Lambert's Towing, Truck Sales and Parts, Ulrich Meat Market, and Good Samaritan Society, Indianola. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCoy True Value in Indianola, Klein's QuickTime, Verduft Agency, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Pella Regional Health Center, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, and Hewitt Service Center in Monroe.
I continued my conversation with Chief Doug Van Gorkum, Assistant Chief Joel Brofhart, and Captain Randy Bogard with the Pella Fire Department.
Do you remember your first fire call, Doug?
Oh, my. There's a lot of them that bring back memories to me. To say I remember my first one, absolutely not. There's been so many things over the years that I've been on the department that stand out that I could probably tell you 15 or 20. But the big fires, some of the big fires that we've had, like Joel said, downtown businesses that completely got gutted, those were some big fires. Probably what hits me more, because it's just structure, it's not lives. So to fight a big fire is one thing, but when you go to accidents that people have lost their lives, that sets in your head for many, 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 many years, because those are things that are not replaceable. A building is replaceable, your personal belongings can be replaced, but human life can't be. And I guess that's what gets to me the most.
In my time here, I don't remember any lives lost in fires. Lots on highways. Has there been lives lost in fires here in Pella?
No. No, not none that I can recollect directly related to fire.
I cannot remember in the years I've been on that someone has lost their life in a fire other than a car fire, which was an accident. The car burnt up and the people lost their lives in that. So yes, that was an accident and it was a fire both. But to say in a structure, I could be totally wrong, but I do not remember in the years I've been on.
I know over the years, you provide lots of, educational opportunities for the community. I've stood here and watched you give away fire alarms. Do you think that education helps?
Oh, definitely. That's what Fire Prevention Week is all about. Every October when that comes around, that's always a great eye-opener for people when they realize how important the smoke detectors are in a house, and that you have to remember that that they need fresh batteries and things like that. So. And we take firemen and fire trucks to the schools and let them see the equipment and the gear that we wear, and teach them the stop, drop, and roll and all the things that kids need to know about that. So, yeah, that's one way that we can educate the public.
More In Depth after this.
This special edition In-Depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Great Western Bank in Sully, JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale, Harold Trailer Sales, Shomo Madsen Umble Insurance in Prairie City, the State Bank of Bussey, Dave's Wholesale Furniture in Newton, Marion County Auto Body, and Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Culver's of Pella, Pella Police Department, Pete Farms, Mahaska Bottling, PCM Schools, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Pleasantville Police Department, and Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
I continued my conversation with Chief Doug Van Gorkum, Assistant Chief Joel Brofhart, and Captain Randy Bogard with the Pella Fire Department.
What's it take to be a good fireman?
I think to have it in your heart that you want to be a fireman. All the classes you take and everything won't do you any good if you don't have it in your heart that you want to do it.
So if I'm in the training station looking out of the window, that probably means I'm not a good fireman, right?
I would say that's true. It's dedication. If you want to be especially a volunteer firefighter, it takes dedication. There's all the training that we are demanded to do by the government. Plus, it's just safe. It makes it better if they do the training. It makes it safer for them, so they know what to do to keep themselves safe and are able to go home after an incident of whatever kind it is.
And so how many years have you been in the fire department?
34.
34. And Doug?
45.
45. 34 and 45, 49, 79 years, is my math right? And?
38.
79 and 38, 117 years, is that right? You guys are old.
Oh my God, we're old.
I mean, not really, but that's a lot. Well, yeah. I'm right up there with you, but that's a lot of years of service people.
And we have seen a tremendous amount of change in fire service over those years. The equipment that's used today, I can go back to some of the first fires I was on. I had an old cotton coat with a helmet that maybe had ear flaps that came down the side, and boots that come above my knees, and they were rubber. And that was how we fought a fire. Today, that would be so out of line that it would not be good, safe practice at all. Now you've got complete bunker gear that covers every ounce of your body, including hoods to go over your ears, around your face. With your SCBA on, you're pretty well total. Your body is totally covered in some type of fire protection.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Pella Lions Club, Houston's On Main and Milo, Indianola Memorial Works, Gata Enterprises, and Studio Royale, Knoxville Dance Studio. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Westview Care Center, Pella Feed Service, West End Auto, Advantage Credit Union, Winfield Funeral Home, Iowa Realty, and Iowa State Savings Bank.
I continued my conversation with Chief Doug Van Gorkum, Assistant Chief Joel Brofhart, and Captain Randy Bogard with the Pella Fire Department.
And probably some of the tactics that you used were probably more dangerous than you would do now.
Definitely. I can remember when I first got on, I think we owned 2 air packs. Rarely did they come out. Oftentimes, you just went in and fought it out, came out when you had to, coughed a lot. And I watched that a lot. Always figured there had to be a better way, and there definitely was one coming. So now we do things totally different today. You are in full gear with pack on air. Before you go in pairs. You have a backup team waiting, also packed up ready. It's very, very safety related. We don't send anybody into what we feel is an unsafe situation.
I remember when I first got on, the chief handed me a pager and said, when it goes off, come to the fire station, hop on the truck. And we rode on the back of the trucks then, even cold weather, warm weather. And when we got to the fire, if you had time, you put your coat on and boots and helmet that were on the truck. And if not, you just grabbed a hose and started shooting water.
The only thing that you had that was yours was a helmet.
Yep.
Your helmet had your number on it. And everything else, the boots and the coats were in the truck, and you just grabbed a coat and hoped that there was a pair of boots yet that you could put on that would fit you. Because if all the big boots were gone, you were going to put on a pair of 8s or 9s and fight that fire with those on. Or you wouldn't put them on, you just fight it with your shoes. You wouldn't put a pair of boots on. But nobody cared. It was put the fire out. The other thing Randy's talking about with going in and eating smoke, you were a real firefighter if you would come out of that place and go throw up in the corner because you ate too much smoke. Then you had been initiated.
It's a whole different culture now.
Totally. Totally. It would be the wrong thing to do to get a firefighter anywhere near that smoke, because a couple things have changed. A lot of things have changed. It used to be everything was cotton, and that wasn't such a toxic. Wood itself wasn't. Now today, everything's made of nylon, polyester, all those other things that are made out of petroleum, and those are very, very toxic. If you see a fire and there's black smoke coming out of it, you better be not trying to breathe any of it, even if it's coming across the street, because that is bad smoke.
It's not just you that really is in the fire department. It's your families as well.
Yes.
Tell me of your family's sacrifice.
Miss out on a lot of dinners with them, birthdays with them. They hear my pager go off in the middle of the night and wake up with me, and a lot of time. They sacrifice a lot of time.
Couldn't do without them.
Couldn't do without them. I've actually got a son that's on the department too, and I feel for his wife and kids. The times that they'll miss him being at home because he's at a fire or an accident or something like that.
Joel said it pretty well. It's you can be, and we had it just, I think it was at Thanksgiving time this year. We were sitting down at the table, and it was this year, wasn't it? Sitting down at the table, and we had just gotten set down, and my pager went off, and grandkids, they didn't even blink an eye. Bye, Grandpa. They knew I was getting up to go to fight a fire. That's just part of the way my kids were. They grew up, they heard the pager go off middle of the night. Well, their dad going to another fire, going to another accident, whatever the case might be. It's just kind of a normal way of life being a volunteer firefighter, because you're actually, when you're a volunteer on a fire department, you are 24/7, 365 days a year. That's really what it boils down to.
Like they said, these calls can happen at very inopportune times for the particular individual. It might be in the middle of a dinner or a family gathering or something like that. It might be at a sports event. There's all kinds of times when it hits you, and it's funny because you'll sit around on a day when there's not much going on, and you wish it would go off. But hardly ever does when you want that. It's more like it happens when you're busy with something, and then you have to drop what you're doing and run. And that means whatever you're doing has to wait. Or, you know, in many cases, yeah, you've missed something that was important to your family, and once that's over, it's over. So, yes, it is a sacrifice that the whole families feel.
Let's go back 30, 40 years. Would you do it again?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yes, I would. One other thing to add about the family, once we leave, they don't rest until we get back safely. And then they're more at ease.
Thanks to Doug Van Gorkum, Joel Brofhart, and Randy Bogard for contributing to the program. Yesterday, while most of us were watching the Super Bowl, a dozen members of the Pella Fire Department assisted the Oskaloosa Fire Department in battling a massive blaze at the International Ingredient Corporation. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.